Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. And from the journal Obesity, a new study has looked at the amount of weight gained eating the same foods and the same calories, but at different times of the day. First was considered the right time of day to eat, and the second, eating late at night, considered the wrong time of day. Studying mice, they found that those mice that ate at the wrong time of day had 48% weight gain, compared to only a 20% weight gain in mice that ate at the right time. For humans, nighttime is a time for rest as the body temperature declines. So eating at night is contradicting your body's natural circadian rhythm. At rest, leptin levels, the hormone that regulates appetite, starts to rise and are supposed to be discouraging you from eating. Although no one really understands why eating at night causes so much weight gain, they think it is a combination of declining temperature, hormonal changes, and the sleep-wake cycle. Of course, the solution is quite simple. Stop eating and snacking before bed. This next story shows just how stupid the nation's largest food manufacturers think you are. You may want to be on the lookout for the new green checkmark label that is starting to show up on store shelves as part of the Smart Choice program. What is the Smart Choice program? Well, it looks like it is anything but being smart. In fact, we think it should be called the Stupid Choice Program. So bad are these so-called smart choices that Harvard School of Public Health Chairman Walter Willett called the choices horrible. The labeling allows such foods as sugar-sweetened cereals and highly processed foods to carry the label. In essence, the food manufacturers are encouraging people to buy bad quality food under the guise it is a smart choice. In defense of their labeling, the Smart Choice Board said all of their recommendations are based on the government's own guidelines and widely accepted nutritional standards. Duh. And when I come back, we'll take a look at why a four-day work week may be just what the economy needs and how your brain just may be stressing you out.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
Ever hear the expression TGIF, thank God it's Friday? Well, how do you think TGIT would sound instead? Thank God it's Thursday. This is exactly what some cities and states are considering right now. According to the advocates of the 4 days work week, the shortened week will take a load off the environment, reduce commuting pressures, help balance family and work, save electricity, and produce less greenhouse gases. Plus, with the downtrend in the economy, the new shortened work week would also cut down on laying off employees. Almost seems like the cure-all for just about everything. Local governments right now are keeping their eyes on Utah, as the state has redefined the work week and so far has saved $1.8 million doing so. And for our last story, we take a look at how stress becomes a vicious cycle. It's bad enough that stress is probably the major cause of most diseases we suffer from. High blood pressure, arterial sclerosis, bone loss, immune problems, depression, Alzheimer's, cancer, you name it, stress plays a part. There's emotional stress, physical stress, environmental stress, stress at home, stress at work, and stress in the economy. According to the journal Science, all this stress just may rewire your brain to produce more stress. The so-called rut we can find ourselves in. Worse, The areas of the brain usually associated with executive decision-making and goal-directed behaviors may shrink as a result of the stress. Of course, not all stress is bad, and in fact, stress is essential for maneuvering through the dynamic world, for dodging a predator, swinging through the trees, or fighting off disease. So what can you do about all this stress? Simple. The research found that the brain is very resilient, and a little vacation sets everything back to the way it should be. Now, the only thing we need to figure out is where you should go. Just don't stress out about it. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Your body gives off enough heat in 30 minutes to bring half a gallon of water to a boil. If you've seen The Matrix, you are aware of the energy potentially generated by the human body. Our bodies expend a large amount of calories, keeping us at a steady 98.6 degrees, enough to boil water or even cook pasta. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.